You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
U.S. Labor Department released jobs numbers today. The U.S. added just 126,000 jobs in March, the smallest gains in hiring since December of 2013. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 5.5%. Some analysts said it was dipping oil prices. Brutal winter weather for large swaths of the Northeast are partially to blame. But for more, we turn to Diane Swonk, chief economist for Mesirow Financial. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Diane.
Good to be here.
How regional is all of this?
You know, there is some impact of the weather, but, you know, we don't want to put too much weight on these excuses. If the underlying economy was truly as strong as we thought it was entering the year, these little potholes in the road wouldn't derail us so much. And what we're seeing is more weakness than we expected. And I think we have to give a little pause to how strong is the underlying economy. And it certainly gives credibility to Chair Yellen at the Federal Reserve, her caution in raising rates. She's much more dovish than many of her colleagues, and she's actually said we want to see more improvement in the labor market before we get to liftoff on interest rates.
So this would tend to slow the Fed, and markets haven't really reacted as though that's going to be the response here.
Well, I think, first of all, many of the markets are closed. The Treasury market's open. But markets have already sort of adjusted to the idea that the Fed's not likely to raise rates in June and more likely to raise rates later this year. I think Chair Yellen has also laid out a path where she's been much more cautious than her cohorts. And they call it the Yellen Fed for a reason. It is her Federal Reserve to lead. And her leadership suggests that they should tread on as if they're treading on thin ice, even as the ground beneath us firms, for the risk that we don't fall through and there really is thin ice out there. And they've actually said they're going to raise rates very slowly, glacially, as we move forward.
And equity markets, as you mentioned, are beginning to celebrate the Easter holiday. But Treasury markets and bond markets are more of an indicator these days. Is part of Yellen's strategy to make that an almost permanent fixture in the economy?
I think you're going to see it a very strong fixture. It isn't necessarily Yellen's desire, but you're seeing it as a residual of everything that's going on abroad. You've seen the situation abroad, weakness abroad, bring people into the U.S. Treasury market. It's one of the reasons that the U.S. dollar is so strong relative to where it was just a year ago. And I think that's very important that it would be nice if we could think that there are just these easy levers to pull out there and that the chair of the Federal Reserve had that much of a control. The reality is they don't have as much control as they'd like, and they are worried about what's happening globally as well as what's going on in our own backyard.
Is the consumer confidence figure a collective delusion or a collective fantasy? It seems to me a stronger number than this would suggest.
Consumer confidence has improved significantly since last July. Much of that confidence was split between increasing confidence at the higher end of the income strata and lower, which is a major shift from early in the recovery. I don't think that's for naught. I think there's a major reason for that, and that's falling oil prices affect the masses, not the minority. So the good news is we have had an improvement in labor markets. We have had an improvement in the oil price situation, which is a backdoor increase in wages, and that is good news. As of yet, consumers have yet to spend it. They're saving that money, and they've been hibernating a bit this winter. What we want to find out if that hibernation is trepidation as well. We don't want them saving so much that they don't unleash their pocketbooks in the spring.
You mentioned the lower sectors of the economy, which reminds me that wages were raised at Walmart, and fast food wages are rising. McDonald's made a big decision this month. What do you think that means? And is there any sign whatsoever that those are a trend as opposed to a blip?
Well, what we're seeing is many retailers, large retailers, and the fast food giants like McDonald's have come out ahead of some increases that we're already seeing at the state and local level of minimum wage. 29 states now have a minimum wage higher than the federal level, and more states will join in as of June. That said, effectively, July is when the McDonald's increases go in, and they're very small on a percentage basis for most workers. The same thing with Walmart, although they are increases in wages expected for April 1st for many workers, they are phased in over the course of many years for their workers as well. Only 6,000 of the 500,000 Walmart workers that we're talking about actually were being paid the federal minimum wage.
Let's end on the fossil fuel industry. The upward and downward movement of oil prices, are these jobs that are very cyclical, that are going to go away and then come back, or are there a lot of them bye-bye for good?
This is really interesting. Falling oil prices are a net good to the U.S. economy. We've yet to see that, really, in terms of the first quarter of this year in consumer spending. They've saved it instead of spend it. And the downside is it's the one place in the economy that we were really adding jobs, good jobs, high-paying jobs, and are now being hit. We had 3 months in a row of declines in the mining industry after those gains in that industry, which had been a driver of employment gains, slowed to a trickle. So the bad news is they really are contingent on oil prices, and they were good jobs, and now they're going away. The question is, can we replace them with more good jobs given the net effect of oil? But we still have to see that net positive come.
Diane Swonk, chief economist for Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Thanks so much, Diane.
Thank you.